you see the next agenda item.
So, indulge me, this is in my area, and I'd like to update you, and in the absence of the Cyberport and the ITB, I'm the only one to speak on this. But you can ask me questions if you want. So let me just, on May 10, the ITB has gone to LegCo, and they have presented a paper, and the paper is attached here too, or the content of the paper is attached here, basically outlining that they're seeking for funding for the building, and outlining what the building is about, and they also say that they will enhance the waterfront park. They hope that the funding approval can be obtained in mid-2021, so this is in the next couple of months, and that they can start work in the fourth quarter of 2021, so this, by the end of this year, can start, and then complete the work in 2025. You can imagine this is of great concern to my residents, so if I can indulge you briefly and give you some feedback. The meeting was on 10 May. There was a video. There was a video presented there. These images, my staff has collected from the LegCo video. Unfortunately, Cyberport is not here to show this to you, and I have to show this to you that this is what Cyberport plans to do. And I should get paid for it, as the vice chairman says. But the point is, I'm deeply disappointed that Cyberport is not here to show you this. From the video, we learn that this is the design of the property they have in mind. This is they have a new architect, Rocco Yim, and this is the design. It's included in their presentation. It's a spaceship, and this is what it looks like as an introduction to you, that this is what is planned. My residents are very worried about this, of course. And this is what it looks like for the residents from Baguio Villa as they look down onto the site. What we have been given in this paper is this suggestion here that the blue area is the building and that the green area is in the park. I have to point out that this is not entirely correct. This is what the outline zoning plan looks like. So you can see the brown area there. If I take that a blue line for the seafront and a red line here for the zoning plan, I now overlay that on the drawing here. You can see that there is some misrepresentation here of the outline of the waterfront and the land ownership and the site. So I think it's somewhat of a misrepresentation of the of what goes on. But Cyberport is not here to give us the full detail exactly what is going to happen, which is a problem. So we don't know exactly what the building is. Most importantly, my residents don't know what's going to happen to the park, because the park will be handed over to Cyberport, but they haven't said how much money will be spent on fixing the park. So that's a question we have, and I had hoped that Cyberport today would explain exactly what that is. Also, the residents are very worried about, or want to get concerned about, not worried, they want to have a connection to Sandy Bay, and again, we don't know what that is. So there is concern about this, and when in LegCo questions were asked of Mr. Alfred Sitt, the Secretary for Innovation and Technology, he said that we will continuously strengthen the communication with everyone to gather support for the project. However, they're not here. And Peter Yan, Cyberport CEO, said, in our previous meetings with the District Council, we had a consensus that for the discussion of improvement measures in the future, we will communicate with the residents through the District Council. He's not here. So I regret the situation, and I like to express my regret for this. If any member has any questions or any comments, please do so now. Otherwise, we move to the next agenda item. I try to answer your questions as much as I can. Jonathan.
多謝主席。其實啱啱舉手時候，我突然間唔記得咗係冇冇答過問題。咁啊， 不過我希望我個問題希望可以轉達到俾對方啦。第一個問題就係咧，個草地上面咧，因為我哋都知咧，而家嗰度嘅草地咧，海濱嗰度咧，其實草地管理咧就老實講就認真麻麻。咁佢而家去再擴建嘅時候，係咪會即係佢又佔咗個地方啦？佢哋話會重鋪草地啦，個草皮啦，但係管理上面會點樣咧？因為而家大家如果去睇咧，其實都算係即係幾唔合格，我覺得。即係佢哋點樣可以？即係橫掂都擴建係咪可以有個 sustain 嘅 model 係可以做翻好啲草皮咧？另外一樣嘢咧，我都想講一講咧，就係而家嗰啲初創公司咧，香港其實睇好多。其實好多人咧係即係我身邊都認識好多啦。即係其實幾難去攞到一個 office 啊，一個 space 咁樣幾困難嘅。就算佢嘅產品或者佢即係可能佢做嗰樣嘢可能攞個獎，甚至點樣都好，都唔係咁簡單嘅，即係科學園啊，數碼港。但我見到而家咧，好似喺呢個項目入面咧，最主要係佢又話有啲會議室啦，又話又唔夠大啦。咁我又睇過之前有啲報道就話有啲會議室空置，其實我以我認知嚟講，佢哋唔係需要會議室嗰啲，其實佢哋需要啲 office， 啲初創公司最需要啲 space， 提供啲服務。俾佢哋去做好佢哋嘅初創項目，點樣可以即係繼續營運落去？咩太多嗰啲會議室啊，擺到800人、300人，其實未必真係好幫到手。其實真係需要嘅，純粹係佢哋一啲運作嘅空間。不過今日都既然都冇人回應，咁我就問咗咁多，多謝主席。
Okay, well, let's capture all of this in a letter. We write a letter from this meeting to Cyberport. Michael Pang.
多謝主席。咁今日雖然都真係冇政府代表啦，甚至數碼港嘅代表去出席啦，咁都想講一講幾個問題，因為我哋都做啲嘅研究啊，或者一啲嘅資料嘅工作。咁我哋有三點做一個回應嘅。第一點就是、都係。跟梁俊議員的論點是類似的，不過我們會再展述多一點的，鼓勵青年人創新投身創新界及科技界。數碼港一直都有透過不同的計劃支援年輕人創新在科技產業的，他例如會提供種子基金、初創基金等等，但在現在經濟的低迷下面，在這個基金的一些的細項上面會不會有更加多的支援呢？特別是文件中提及數碼港第五期，即是這個即將擴建的新大樓，將提供約36000平方米的新辦公室及公用工作間。咁呢個正如就係剛剛梁俊議員提及過一樣嘢，就係、我都同意，就係話其實即係新創嘅企業，其實一個咁大嘅會議室，佢仲喺一個成長階段，佢何來會有咁多人士可能出席個會議啦？當然啦，佢哋需要嘅其實正正就係正如梁俊議員所講，可能就係需要佢哋嘅新辦公室。咁其實我嘅問題就係當中有幾多？在这个36000平方米里面是有多少属于办公室，多少属于公用的工作间呢？第二个点就是优化海滨公园。数码港第五期扩建呢，就预料会使用即海滨公园的面积大大减少，正如刚刚即主席就展示了给大家看到的，影响南区居民。事实上数码港的海滨公园呢，可以说是现在南区面积比较大的一些休憩空间，不单止薄扶林的居民会用这些海滨公园，平日可能就是华富、智富、甚至赤柱的一些居民都会有时会去沿海散步或者跑步去到那个地方的。假日亦有很多居民呢在数码港海滨就放狗野餐。正如司马文主席非常关注当局怎样就宿舍公园面积作补偿。第三，南港岛线西段，议员同事在本会及大会及其他委员会上多次促请政府当局尽快落实兴建南港岛线西段，因为这个计划是南区居民最关注的交通议题，但现在在数码港扩建计划推出，预料将会增加大量的工作岗位，再为南区的交通增加负荷。还有刚刚讨论过黄竹坑综合区发展区的问题，都是讨论过我们都经常关注，就是大大增加交通压力的问题，没有妥善的交通基建配套是搞不定的，所以是时候要落实了。都希望当然 局方不在这里，但都请创科局或者运防局或者其他部门合作，就是跟本会这样的沟通，尽快落实兴建南港岛线西段。多谢主席。
Okay, so let's do it this way. Let's write a letter to Cyberport. I will ask the secretary to help me circulate a draft. And then if everybody can think about the things you want, I guess residents from Wafu regularly go to Phoc Phu Lam and use the waterfront, but you know, maybe they have also ideas. And then ask, and basically in the letter we'll ask what the budget is for the park, and what is in the allocation, improvement of the turf, the cover over the pier area, the link to Sandy Bay, kids' play equipment, like skateboarding. That's what some of my residents have asked for. At least in a corner, they want some of that. Water refill locations. So for dogs and people. Those are some of the things that people regularly ask for. So let's see if anybody has any more suggestions. Then we'll can add them on to give them as feedback to the secretariat after the meeting on circulation. Thank you. On this, if there's no further comments. And then the issue that was raised about whether more office space should be included in the allocation of space, whether there the justification for so much conference space, and whether it's better to increase the office space versus conference space. We'll ask that question in the letter too. All right. On that note, we close.